Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. Thank you very much for being with us today on Catholic Answers Live, and it is Open Forum. Tuesday is Open Forum Day, and we have 2 hours of one of the most appreciated guests of Catholic Answers Live.
Who?
Look around. Yes, it's Mr. Tim Staples. 2 hours. Tim will be answering questions. Open Forum means you can ask any question you want about the Catholic faith, and you don't have to be Catholic to call. 888-318-7884 is that number, 888-318-7884. How are you doing, Tim?
I am doing fantastic. As we were talking about before we came on the air, just got back from Murrieta here at St. Martha's Catholic Church. Fired up, man. Great conference this past Saturday with Terry Barber, and there was 400 or 500 of our closest friends there. Just amazing, my brother. I can't believe, I say this often, so I can't believe we get paid for doing this. There's something wrong there. We should be paying these folks for us to be able to do
this. Let me just clarify something. You're getting paid to do this? I no one had mentioned that to
me. I wasn't supposed to say
that. I beg your pardon. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-31-TRUTH. But we have serious business to get to before we take calls today. We will be taking calls all day, both hours, for Open Forum. But it's time to come to you, as we do every one quarter of a year. 4 times a year, we come to you and ask you if you will please consider supporting the work that Catholic Answers does, and particularly Catholic Answers Live.
Absolutely. And we are so excited to have for you guys a $20,000 match today. So we are stoked. But as we mentioned in the little pre-show thing we just did, this donor asked specifically for this to be a true match. That means, Cy, if we don't get the $20,000, we don't get the $20,000. In other words, if you give us $10,000, we get that matched. But we don't get the other $10,000. So, folks, we need you to call in right now. Make a pledge, folks. This is the most important time. This, folks don't realize there is a huge chunk, huge percentage of the money that we use to keep our radio show on the air comes right now, folks. So we need you to call 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you really want to get here right from the get-go this time, because every dollar you give, up to $20,000, is going to be matched. It's going to be doubled. What a deal.
No, that's a pretty good deal. 888-291-8000 is that number, 888-291-8000. And it's a quick process. You'll be in and out very, very quickly. They'll take care of you. And we're very, very grateful for your support because, you said be talking before the show. We were talking before the show on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Periscope, which is something we're more and more able to do. So we're able to expand the reach of what the apologists do here. We're able to expand the evangelization that Catholic Answers does to a much wider audience because of what we're able to do online. And it's very, very important that people get their questions answered. But it's all what we were – part of what we were talking about is when people listen, they do in fact come closer to Christ, who changes lives like nobody else does, like nothing that we do. And so that's what we're asking you to help support. We are all called to be missionaries. We're all called to be evangelists. And we do that in part by supporting, efforts like this here at Catholic Answers Live.
Amen. Yeah, I was just reading before we went on the air in the Catechism of the Catholic Church about the role of the bishops and how that the bishops have responsibility, how that the bishops, of course, have a responsibility in the first place to their diocese and those whom God has called them to shepherd. But they also have a responsibility to the greater church and to the entire world. I love the way the Catechism puts that. In the Code of Canon Law, I think it's right around paragraph 860 to 865 in there. It talks about that. I mean, and that's an an awesome responsibility. Of course, the Pope has a particular responsibility to the whole world. And then the priests have that responsibility because they are extensions of the bishop. So their responsibility is in a particular way to their local community that they are shepherding, but they also, in the name of the bishop, have a responsibility to the greater diocese and to the entire world. I love the way the Catechism does that and the Code of Canon Law, and that extends to us as well. And I think a lot of times that Catholics don't appreciate that enough. We all have a response. We are our brother's keeper. We have a responsibility to our families, to folks, but we also have a responsibility to the world. Jesus said, go into the entire world, preach to, I like the way Mark 16:15 puts it, to every creature, right? So, you know, St. Francis and St. Anthony took that a little literally, preaching to the fish and stuff, but to every creature, we have a responsibility to proclaim the gospel, and that is not optional for us as Catholics. And we here at Catholic Answers have been gifted with a particular way to fulfill that mission, that calling. And when you give to Catholic Answers, folks, you are really, this isn't just cliche, you are participating in all of these labors as we go to the whole world and proclaim the gospel. I mean, folks, 888-291-8000, right now you can call in, and when you give, you are becoming a you are participating in all the labors that we do. And this time, my friends, you're also doubling your money because we've got a $20,000 match. Please call us at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We only come to you for a few hours each quarter, and even during those hours, we still continue to take calls and do the work that we are here to do. So, Tim, we'll go to Travis in Tupelo, Mississippi, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Travis, your question for Tim Stables.
Yes, sir. My question is this. I'm a convert, and I have a few people ask me the same question. How can we say that Mary is sinless?
Yes.
And I read Tim's book and loved it, and I drew my answer from that, comparing the parallel between the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament.
Yes.
Where the soldier went to steady it and was struck down.
Good old
and
Uzzah.
And how pure and holy the Ark was considered in the Old Testament, and then where Mary is considered the new Ark of the Covenant, why she wouldn't be even more pure and more holy because she was the...
Exactly.
My question is that a good answer, or is there a better way to concisely answer that question to somebody that upsets that?
Yeah, Travis, that's a great question, and as you know, having read my book, I give 8 reasons for the Immaculate Conception and sinlessness of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I do think the Ark of the Covenant is one of the better arguments, to be sure. As you know, in my book, I quote the great Presbyterian or Calvinist theologian R.C. Sproul from his book, The Holiness of God, where he talks about the Ark of the Covenant. And again, he's a Calvinist, right? And he recounts that story of Uzzah there in 2 Samuel chapter 6 that you were talking about, who was a Kohathite, a particular Levitical priest who was given the mission of carrying the ark but could not touch the ark. Only the high priest could even touch the ark or look inside of it. Anyone other than the high priest, and of course he's a type of Christ, that's why he can, but anyone else, even a Levite, would be killed instantly for just looking inside or touching the ark. And you know the story, Travis. Uzzah was a Kohathite. He wasn't doing his job. Instead of they had these staves, these wooden staves that were overlain with gold that were put through the outer rings. There were golden rings on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant, and they would carry the ark. They couldn't touch it. They could only touch the staves and put them on their shoulder. Wasn't doing his job when they were bringing the ark into the newly conquered Jerusalem that would be the capital of Israel, and they're bringing the ark in, and wasn't doing his job. Like I said, no doubt, probably tired. They had to carry it a long way, and so they put it up on some oxen. And as the ox were walking, the ark started to teeter. And Uzzah just reaches out to save it from falling, thinking, hey, God's going to say, attaboy, Uzzah, right? No, God killed him. And I love the way Dr. R.C. Sproul, the Presbyterian, the Calvinist theologian, who I quote in my book, says that Uzzah was presumptuous because he thought he was cleaner than the dirt, right? Uh-huh. And I think Sproul has a great insight here when he says, look, the problem is not with the dirt. You put water on dirt, it becomes mud. It obeys the laws of God, right? Obeys. It's you and I. It's that are the problem. I didn't say it couldn't touch the dirt. It can't touch you. Now, in the book, I make the point, well, my goodness, what is it about this ark that is so holy? And notice the emphasis, as you know, Travis, is not on the objects inside the ark, even though we know it's the objects inside the ark that make the ark holy. The emphasis is on the ark. You can't touch the ark. Who am I, David says in 2 Samuel 6:9, that the ark of my Lord. He didn't say, who am I that the things inside of the ark could come unto me? He says, who am I that the ark of my Lord should come unto me? What is it about that ark that is so sacred that if somebody even looks inside it or touches it, they're dead? Well, it's because of the proximity to the types of Christ that are inside it, the 10 words or the Dabar in Hebrew, the Ten Commandments, the Aaron's rod that miraculously budded, symbolizing the high priesthood. Of course, Jesus is our high priest. Hebrews 3:1, Jesus is the Word made flesh, John 1:14. And then you also have, the miraculous manna, or some of the manna that was placed in there. And of course, John chapter 6, Jesus is the true bread from heaven. And it's because of those types of Jesus, the ark was so holy that it couldn't be touched. And why? Dr. Sproul is right. Because of the sinfulness of even that Levitical priest. Well, as I put it in the book, Cy, I say, what would happen, do you think, if that ark would come to life? If the ark, now let's just say that, I'm not saying it actually happened, but what if the ark were to come to life? Do you think that Uzzah would have been struck dead if he attempted to make contact with that living ark? Of course. Of course. And so when you understand that, you see, oh my goodness, the sacredness of the ark now is personified in the Blessed Virgin Mary and on steroids, because she's not carrying just a type or three types. She's carrying the real deal. And when you understand that, and as I get into the book, Travis, and I'd encourage you to do this as well, is get into the Old Covenant and the concept of the sacred, that which is consecrated to God. And I go through a whole litany of them, whether it's the high priestly garment, right? If you go to Exodus, what is it, chapters 28 and 29, the garments, the high priest himself. We could talk about the temple. We could talk about the tabernacle in the wilderness. We could talk about so many things in the Old Testament. Once they are consecrated to God for a purpose, to use them for anything else was blasphemy and was often punished by death. So for the Blessed Virgin Mary, of course, there's all sorts of implications for perpetual virginity, but also for her being so holy because of who God called her to bear in her womb, that she obviously could not be touched by sin. Imagine the real Ark of the Covenant being, on the same level as Uzzah, who was killed for touching a type.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's absurd. And I do that a lot, Travis, as you know, as I go through my 8 points, reasons why Mary is without sin. A lot of it is typology, but you also have positive evidence from, for example, Luke chapter 1, verse 28, and I'll just do this one real quick, where the angel Gabriel comes down in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to announce to Mary that she is to be the mother of God. She's being called to bear God in her womb, the Messiah. Go down to verse 33 there in Luke 1, whose kingdom will have no end, right? And Mary responds, how are you going to do this? For I know not man, of course, an indicator of her perpetual virginity. But the Holy Spirit then says, the power of the Most High will overshadow you, right? And all of that good stuff starts to happen. Well, all of that begins in verse 28 with the initial greeting where the angel says to Mary, hail, full of grace. And Pope St. John Paul the Great, who I also quote in my book here, brought out something that I never saw until I read that encyclical all those years ago that came out way back in 1987 when I was in the midst of studying Catholicism. It was March 25th, 1987, in fact. John Paul points out that the angel actually gives Mary a name. It's a title. It's Hail. You expect Mary, right? Hail, right. Full of grace. And Mary, of course, is greatly troubled at what manner of greeting this is. Why? Because, you know, an angel just called her full of grace, and she's going, oh my goodness, what is going on here? Names in Hebrew culture indicate something about the ontology of the one name. God reveals his name as I am. That has all kind of metaphysical meaning for us. When God changes the name of Abram to Abraham or Sarai to Sarah, you know, Jacob to Israel, all of those have deep meaning for the ontology, the change in the lives of these people that represents a permanent change and tells us something about their calling. Well, the Blessed Virgin Mary here is named full of grace, which indicates to us she is free from all sin and in a permanent way. Why? Because she's not just, you know, in a fleeting sense full of grace. She's named full of grace, which indicates this is a permanent state. Folks, as I say in the book, Travis, you and I sin not because we're full of grace, but because we're not, because we don't cooperate with grace. Mary did, and most perfectly, and there's, of course, six more reasons I give you in the book. Thanks so much for calling, Travis. You know, when, in my own odyssey to the Catholic faith, and one of the reasons why I wrote the book is I was blown away at the amount of biblical as well as historical evidence we have for all of the Marian doctrines.
Amen to that. And I just want to remind listeners, and we just take a few minutes out of each hour, each half hour, to remind you that we have a donor who has given us $20,000 yes. match. And so today, if we're just asking folks for any contribution you can make today that will be matched by this donor. And if we if at the end of this pledge drive, I suppose, we end up with $19,075, we get $19,075 matched.
That's right.
I think it should, if it's going to work that way, shouldn't it continue? Like, well, if you get to 25, well, maybe not. Maybe that's
we need some more folks to call
in
matching.
Billion.
We need some more matching pledges. But you know what? Seriously, though, folks, and a lot of folks don't realize this, Si. You know, whenever we do these pledge drives, you can hear the urgency in our voice, our voices, I should say. And there's a reason for that. Because, folks, we are under the gun every pledge drive. If you guys only knew, right, how much it takes to run this big apostolate and just the radio aspect yeah. of it, it's a lot of money. And each drive, we are kind of in a desperate situation because you and I know, Si, we have lost donors over the last 3 months.
Right.
We have a particular percentage that's generally true. You know, folks die, folks move away, they don't have radio any longer. Radio goes away in their area, which we hope and pray you will support all of the local stations so that doesn't happen. Right. But it does. And we lose folks for various reasons. And so we need to, at the outset, replace them. And then we need to move beyond so that we can really move this apostolate forward. And I'll tell you what, if we don't replace the old to start with, we're going in the wrong direction really fast. So, folks, please, 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you right now. And with this $20,000 match, folks, we need you now. If I was writing, I would put a big exclamation point. We really do need you to call now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we will continue to take callers throughout the day, 888-291-8000. That number is for donors. So if you are willing to help us take advantage of this $20,000 match today, please give a call there, 888-291-8000. Help to build up this really what I think is a revolution in Catholic media.
It really is.
And Catholic Answers has been a big part of it right from the beginning. And as Tim was saying, we cannot do this without your help and support. It's a team thing. And we really invite you now to, well, be a member of the team. Come Amen. Be a member of the team. We need that. 888-291-8000 is that number.
And you know, folks, something else that a lot of folks don't know. We are unique in one sense, Si, as an apostolate at Catholic Answers. I've been around a long time doing this stuff. And at Catholic Answers, we don't have seven-figure fat cat donors. Now, that's not putting anybody down. If you can be a seven-figure donor, we want you. We really do. But we don't. We just don't. Our bread and butter here at Catholic Answers are the $25 a month donors, the $40, the $50 donors. It really is. We have a pretty considerably large base of folks who will give us those pledges, and that makes a difference. So please do not, because this site, I say this all the time, but it's a lie of the devil. Some of you listening right now are thinking, what's my $25 a month going to do?
Yeah.
What's $50 a month? Folks, that does everything here at Catholic. That's how we exist right now, is because of your $25 a month, $100 a month. And folks, if you can give the bigger gifts, we need them as well. But we need you to get on the line right now at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Let's take another question, Tim. James in Mobile, Alabama, listening to EWTN on Archangel Radio. Your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate all y'all do for us. My question is, Mr. Staples, actually a little bit of two. One is that in my studies and listening a lot to the Catholic faith, where I get a lot of my, I'm informed and from, is that the Catholic faith sees the gates of hell as being locked from the inside, of course, because the person rejects God.
Yes.
So, however, in Luke, I was reading the other day, and I noticed that the rich man who had turned his back on Lazarus, the beggar at the gate, had repented in hell and was asking that, you know, one of the angels or somebody help his brothers on earth. Well, my question is about, if the gates of hell are locked on the inside, why does his repentance not speak well of him and him find a way back into purgatory?
Yes, that's a great question. And here's the key. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church makes clear in paragraph 633 and elsewhere, but check out 633 here. The rich man in Luke 16 is used in our tradition as an example of someone who is, in fact, in hell. And there's two points we want to make here. Number one, he would have already made his decision during this life. Remember, Jesus is talking about the afterlife here, and we believe, as Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says, it's appointed for each man once to die, and then the judgment. That verse, along with this text in Luke 16, verse 24, in that area, are examples of what we as Catholics believe concerning the particular judgment. We make a decision, unlike the angels who, at the beginning of time, made a single decision because the angels are not corporeal like we are. They're pure spirits. They see all things at once, and they make one definitive decision. You and I, because we have these material bodies, we have to think and learn discursively. We have to move from A to B to C to D, right? And that happens over our entire lifetime. But at the end of our lives, we make the definitive decision for or against Christ. This is why, by the way, we pray lots of rosaries. And we pray the Blessed Mother, pray for us sinners both now and at the hour of our death. Why? Because that is the most sacred moment where salvation is on the line. Battles are raging in the spiritual world, right? We pray, pray, pray. And here we have two souls that have made that definitive decision. Lazarus, of course, has made the right decision. The rich man has not. And it's indicated there, because of the selfish nature of Lazarus' requests, you'll notice that his concerns are selfish, that he's asking, that he's
the rich
actually
man's request, you mean.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in our tradition, and the Catechism points out in paragraph 633, this is an indicator that his motives were in fact not pure, but he is in a damned state. So that's basically, you know, the Catholic Church's position, unfortunately.
We've got to take
a break.
I hear
music.
Yeah, I hear music too, and that's actually there, Tim. That's really playing.
Yes,
music in
is.
Our ears. We'll be right back and with more Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples, our guest both hours, and we're welcoming your calls. If you have a question, we'd also like you to consider calling to support Catholic Answers Live.
Yo, hi everybody. This is Dion, the Wanderer. Hey, you want to know when I keep it on Catholic Answers Live? I feel at home. God bless. Stay well.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thanks so much for being with us today. Open forum on Catholic Answers Live today. And if you have a question, 888-318-7884 is that number. But as we said earlier in the hour, we have a donor who has given us a $20,000 match, meaning if you can go out and raise $20,000 by asking callers for their support, then we can have that full $20,000. If we raise $17,013, we get a match of $17,013. So that's how that works. And if you would like to call for that number, 888-291-8000, could you please support Catholic Answers and the work we do here? We only come to you four times a year, and we only do it for a few hours. And even during those hours, we continue to take calls. So now is your opportunity to support Catholic Answers Live, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And one thing I forgot to mention the whole first half hour, that we have gifts to give you if you can.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we got some cool stuff. If you're able to make a pledge at $18 a month, in addition to that helping us reach that match, every dollar pledged in that $18 per month throughout the year will be part of the match. So it's all doubled. So that becomes $36 a month to us from your $18 a month pledge. If you're able to do that, an $18 a month pledge, we want to send you two books. The Power of Silence is the new book from Robert Cardinal Sarah, and sometimes called Cardinal Sarah by some folks, but we looked it up. It's pronounced Sarah. And
thank you.
I guess like the wine or something. Isn't there a wine that's like Syrah?
That I
Petite
do not
Syrah
know.
Or something? Okay, so this is the follow-up to his, you know, he had that really, really popular book, God or Nothing. The thing was that went around the world. So we want to send you that, and we're going to send you Patrick Madrid's latest, Surprised by Life, 10 Converts Explain How Catholic Teachings on Life Led Them to the Catholic Church. Two really fine
books.
And we'd be really happy to send those to you if you can support us at the level of $18 per month. We're able to do that.
Fantastic. And you know what, Cy? One thing that I know there are a lot of folks right now that can do this, and that is up your pledge.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? A lot of folks out there, you're given $20 a month or $25 a month. You know what? Do something that my wife and I did this year. Every year we try to give, even if it's a little bit more, we try to give a little bit more each year. And one thing that we've done is up our commitments to particular charities. And so if you're given $25 a month, pray about making it 50. If you're given 50, maybe it's 75, maybe it's $100 a month. And remember, when you do that, my friends, you are, another thing to consider, Cy, you're making up for some folks who can't give their pledge any longer. This is something else
right.
that we often don't think of. Folks lose their jobs. I've had folks come to me at conference and say, Tim, I wish I could give, man. I lost my job, and I've been out of work for a year or 2 years. So those of you who can, double that pledge or increase it. You're going to be making up for those who would really want to give, but they can't.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. CatholicAnswersRadio.com if you prefer online. 888-291-8000. And we'll send you these two books. If you're already a Radio Club member, if you're already part of the team here and supporting us, if you do, in fact, what Tim just said, and that pledge increases by $200 over the course of the year, we can also send you these – that we're able then to send you these two books.
Fantastic.
As a thank you. That's – again, that's Cardinal Seurat's book, The Power of Silence, the follow-up to his fantastic and just worldwide hit of a book called God or Nothing. And then Surprised by Life from our good friend Patrick Madrid will send both to you if you can make a one-time – or excuse me, a monthly pledge of $18, or if you want to increase whatever pledge you're making by $200 – we'll be able to send them. 888-291-8000 is that number.
Amen, folks. Now is the time. $20,000 match.
I know, $20,000
match. And I don't know, I don't have the name of the person that gave that $20,000, but thank you so much to the donor or donors. It may be more than one. I'm not sure. All I know is we got a $20,000 match. And if we don't get that $20,000, I'm going to cry.
Really?
We will see me.
You'll see Tim Staples cry.
Because to me, I mean, that would be such...
But what will you do if we get it? Like, there has to be some reward. What will you do, Tim Staples, if we get it?
You will
grow a beard like my beard.
No, I will stand on this chair and do a flip right here.
Really?
In the studio. You,
that's not going to do much for the radio audience, but that's going to be fun for me. 888-291-8000 is the number, if you would be so kind and so generous as to support Catholic Answers at this time of year. We go now to Adriana in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Adriana, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi. So I have a Protestant friend, and we were talking recently about the saints. And she understands, like, why we pray to them.
Yes.
But she still sees, like, kneeling before saints, she just sees it as like idolatrous, and I had some trouble answering that question. Could you give me like some like biblical like backup? Because
yes.
He always was like, oh, like where is it in the Bible? And I'm like, oh.
Well, you know, one thing that we want to point out right from the get go is not everything that we believe is explicit in the Bible, and you want to point that out, especially to a Christian, because if they are a Christian, they know that the word Trinity, for example, is not in the Bible. Hypostatic union is not in the Bible, and so many other things that we could talk about. The canon of Scripture is not in the Bible either. But having said that, there are lots of little indicators here. One of my favorites is Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, and I think here's the problem. There is, and I know this because I was once there, Cy. I was an evangelical who became a Pentecostal minister, and man, did I have this mindset that says if you kneel down in front of a statue of Mary or whatever, you are ipso facto worshiping that statue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I think our questioner here would not go that far and would acknowledge that there's legitimate reasons to pray. That's a big step forward. So would acknowledge we're not worshiping the actual statue, but she does have a problem with the worship of the saint the statue represents. Well, we're not doing either. And here's a great example of why that is so. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, get your Bible out and look at it. Jesus himself says that concerning the saints, behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet and learn that I have loved you. Now, if bowing down at the feet of someone is worship, then Jesus is commanding people
to worship us.
Yeah, right? Now, of course, that's not true. But see, biblically speaking, there are many examples that we can go to, you know, Genesis chapter 33, the first few verses where Jacob and Esau had been separated for a long time. And when Jacob encounters his older brother, the Bible says he comes and bows down, puts his forehead on the ground, before his brother. Is he worshiping him? Of course not. No, this is a sign of honor because this is his elder brother. Go to 1 Kings chapters 1 and 2, and you will see that Bathsheba, when she goes in before King David, who was the king and her husband, she bows down to the floor. Man, that's a good wife, don't you think, Si? Bows down before her husband.
That might creep me out a little bit, actually.
Well, it's because he's king, not, okay, not right. Because her husband. But in chapter 2, when the same Bathsheba, after her husband had died, goes in before the king, now Solomon, who is her son, the opposite happens. Solomon has a throne put at his right hand. She sits on it. He bows down to the ground before her and says, "Mother, say on, whatever you want. You know, there's nothing I would refuse you." So the bottom line, these are just four examples of many we could look at in the Bible. Examples of bowing down and honoring is not necessarily worship. And in fact, the Catholic Church teaches that if we worship, in fact, infallibly at the Second Council of Nicaea in 787, if any human being on this planet adores or worships anything or anyone other than God, that is a mortal sin that will separate you from God for all eternity. So use those four examples I just gave you. I could give you a host more, and I'd also encourage you to get a hold of, I have a CD set here at Catholic Answers. It's six CDs, about 7.5 hours of teaching, called Friends in High Places. I take you through everything you can imagine with regard to the communion of saints.
Adriana, thank you so much for that call. I will just remind the listener, I'm going to keep reminding you throughout the day today, we have a $20,000 match. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Every dollar that you give also triggers a dollar from that match. And if you don't give, we don't get it. And so that means every dollar you give is doubled, essentially. So,
and you know what, folks? Think about what's just happened. Just in these few calls that we've already received, we're able – Si, this is what blows my mind. I know I'm like the excitable child here, but that I'm sorry, that's what I am. I'm a child of God, I guess.
Amen.
And I get excited about the fact that we have people calling in on the phone, Si, that are confused or man, how can I help my neighbor? Or I'm confused about what the Bible teaches concerning statues, worship thereof, and all of these other things. And we are able in a few minutes to often clear up. Si, I have had example after example of people who have said to me on the air, "Tim, I had this question for 30 years, and in 4 minutes, you just cleared it up. I cannot tell you what you just did for me." And then I'll see them out on the road. They'll come up to me, and they'll say, "My gosh, Tim, you revolutionized my..." And of course, it's not Tim. It's the Holy Spirit working through us, through Jimmy Akin, Tim Staples, Trent Horn, Carla Broussard, and the all the hosts of guests that we've had to clear up misgivings about the faith. Folks, I don't think you can make a better investment in this life than in an apostolate like Catholic Answers, where that happens on a daily basis. Folks, give us a call right now because we really do need your help. We have got to get this match. We cannot leave $1,000 dangling or $2,000 because really that's leaving $2,000 or $4,000 dangling. We can't do that. The number is 888-291-8000. We need you to call now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till two days, although we'll be back asking you tomorrow in 2 days. We need your help now because we can't let this thing go. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need your gifts.
888-291-8000 is that number for those gifts. And remember, every gift given is doubled in value up to $20,000. You know what, Tim? I want to tell you something. I had forgotten that I have this little sheet they handed me, but we have some folks who took advantage of this match. I just want to say, I don't have a name for the donor from Texas, $1,000 from a donor from Texas.
Fantastic.
So that's helping us use it. Martin in Massachusetts, $1,000.
Fantastic.
Yep. Steve in Virginia, $200. Cindy in Ohio, $250. Every single dollar of those is doubled.
Praise God.
So thank you very much for those. 888-291-8000
is the number. We need the calls right now, folks. We got open lines. Let's go.
We do. And now we'll go to Pat in Waco, Texas, listening on 98.3 FM. Pat, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man, because God is good.
All the time. All the time, God is good.
Amen.
Hey, I got a question. This is kind of this is kind of a hypothetical question that was asked to me by my friend Robert on Facebook.
Yes.
We believe it's Kevin that St. Peter was the first pope, and then he had successors after that.
Yes.
Now, St. John died maybe, say, 20 or 30 years after St. Peter.
Correct.
Would St. John, would he have been subject to the successors of Peter?
Absolutely, he would. Yes, absolutely, he would. Now, of course, the successor of Peter would recognize that St. John is an apostle, and so he has a particular gift that the average Christian does not. He can write scripture, for example. So in that sense, he has a gift of inerrancy, right? He can write sacred scripture. But St. John would be subject to, and he would submit to the supremacy of the successor of St. Peter. Absolutely. And by the way, as a matter of history, this is really important because the world seemed to recognize this. And we know that from the Epistle of St. Clement to the Corinthians that was written probably around 90 to 95 at the latest. And this would have been the time when St. John would have come back from exile and would have been living in Ephesus, most likely. And yet, when the Corinthian church, my brother, Pat, when the Corinthian church had a problem that was threatening to tear their church apart, they didn't appeal to John. They appealed all the way to Rome. Remember, this is Corinth, right next door to Ephesus, where John would have been living. And so it's not just John that would have recognized the successor of St. Peter as having immediate, supreme, that universal authority over the universal church, but the general church. And this is what you find. And by the way, I have a CD set called The Shocking Truth About the Pope and the Early Church Fathers, where I take you through the first 700 years of the Christian era, and I show you how Christians understood this for the first 700 years. Of course, they've understood it for 2,000 years, but I focus on the first 700 years.
Thank you very much, Pat, for that call, and thank you to everyone who has been calling to help support Catholic Answers. As we said, we only come to you for a few hours four times a year we come to you, and we try to continue to take calls while we're doing that. But I do want to remind you that there is that $20,000 match on the table today. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Please be generous. And I would say I would make my appeal to you to be generous on this basis. This is among the Catholic Answers is among a revolution in media that is actually fulfilling Jesus Christ's command to go and make disciples of all the nations. So I think one of the easiest ways to help respond to Christ's command to each of us is to support efforts like what we do here at Catholic Answers Live. And I don't feel at all ashamed to say it. We're not perfect. I'm not saying that. It is, in fact, the Lord's command to us to share the good news. And I do think we try our very best to do that every single day on the air here at Catholic Answers Live. And so we come to you to ask your support. And we're excited to do that today because we got a $20,000 match. 888-291-8000 is the number. Or you can just go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation there.
And you know what, Cy? This is going to sound shocking to some of our listeners, but we only have about 13 people per station that are givers.
I forgot that, Tim. Someone told me that, yeah.
Sigh. And in fact, our guys at radio did a little research, and it looks like that's about where we're at. Folks, we could revolutionize, right? I'm using that same word, but in a different way here. We could revolutionize our radio apostolate. If we could just get that from 13 to, let's say, 16 or 17.
Yeah.
This would revolutionize. We wouldn't be, pinching pennies that, well, gosh, we would like to do this and expand here and create a new show here, but we can't.
Right.
Folks, if you're listening right now and you're getting that little nudge, like, man, you know what? I've been listening a long time and I should have given, but I haven't. Now's the time. You can make a difference because chances are, wherever you're listening to right now, there's about 13 people there that have given. You will make number 14 right now. We need that everywhere across the board in every one of our locations. But folks, let it start with you. We need to expand. We're excited about moving. We're moving all kinds of things in television and such here at Catholic Answers Live, but we want to do much more with radio. Folks, call now. 888 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you. 888-291-8000, whether that's up, you know, going from 25 to 50 a month, whether it's first time, and we do need those first timers, right? Call us now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, your gift is going to be doubled.
And it changes lives. It changes lives. That's the thing. It's not about buildings and lighting and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
It changes lives. Here's a little taste of how Catholic Answers Live changes lives.
I just want to say that Catholic Answers has been a great blessing in my family, especially to me. It has really helped me to learn my Catholic faith. Recently, I was actually in a family gathering, and my brother-in-law had become Jehovah's Witness. And he asked me about, you know, why do Catholics call our priest father? And I remember one of the episodes of Catholic Answers, and I gave him exactly the same answer in terms of biblical information. And he said, you know, I used to be Catholic, and nobody ever told me that. And I think he started to make him think about it. So I want to thank you guys. Many blessings to you and everybody that works there.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you to everyone who has called and supported Catholic Answers Live today. I will remind you again, a $20,000 match, dollar for dollar. Every dollar that you give will be matched up to $20,000. 888-291-8000 is the number to make your pledge or donation, or you can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, 888-291-8000. Oh, and I, you know what I want to mention again?
Yes.
Because we're going to send you these two books, The Power of Silence from Cardinal Robert Sarah and Surprised by Life by Patrick Madrid. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, it doesn't have to be $18 a month or more.
And folks, we love to give stuff away. So help us to be able to give this stuff to you by calling 888-291-8000. Or again, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And if you're able to make a pledge of $500, and so maybe you have been particularly blessed, and there are people who have been blessed in a way that they're able to do that, any pledge of $500 or more, in addition to sending you the two books, we're going to send you Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for Souls, which is a DVD set accompanied by a hardcover book from St. Benedict Press. And it's very, very impressive. So in addition to the two books, The Power of Silence by Cardinal Sarah and Surprised by Life by Patrick Madrid, we want to be able to send you that Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for Souls, the four DVDs with a beautiful hardcover book. And we're able to do that if you're able to support us in the amount of $500 or more. And it's all doubled because we have today a matching pledge.
And if you want to see Tim Staples do a backflip off of this chair
right
onto the floor,
oh, this is gonna
you
got to
awesome. Give.
Yeah,
that's
this
right.
is going to be
we
so
We got to make that $20,000 match. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. How about we go to another caller, Tim?
Yes.
We go now to Chris in Nashville, Tennessee, watching us on Facebook Live. Tim, thank you so much for watching on Facebook. Excuse me, Chris, thank you for watching on Facebook Live. And your question for Tim.
Christus resurrexit.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
He is. Thanks be to God.
Or
thanks be to God. Is that the proper response? Hallelujah. All right. I think we got it.
Resurrexit vere, I think is what it is.
But he is truly risen.
Anyway,
yes.
My question has to do with Marian theology.
Okay.
My wife and I are doing the 33 Days to Morning Glory Marian consecration, and it's our first time to go through a consecration. And
yes.
We were told by our group leader sort of from the outset, you know, we're not trying to make Mary the fourth person in the Trinity.
Yes.
But then a couple of weeks ago when we were discussing some of the writings of St. Maximilian Kolbe, he was quoted as writing, the Holy Spirit does not act
yes.
except through the Immaculata, his spouse.
Yes.
And so I, not having done much study on Mariology, am a little confused with,
yes.
I guess, how that statement is worded. Would it be possible for you to explain
sure.
how that idea doesn't somehow limit the Holy Spirit? Because wouldn't the third person of the Trinity, who's fully God, be able to act without having to go through Mary?
Sure. That's a great, great question. Thank you for calling. In fact, I have a section in my book, Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines, on this. It's in the section on Mary's role in God's plan of salvation. I talk about co-redemptrix and mediatrix of all grace. Now, Mediatrix of All Grace is something that hasn't been infallibly defined by the church, but it is taught by the ordinary magisterium. You will find it. In fact, I give you a litany of examples and magisterial teachings of the church. And here's the bottom line. You'll notice that St. Maximilian Kolbe does not say the Holy Spirit can't act. He says the Holy Spirit doesn't act except through the Immaculate Mother of God. So that's a key. When, in, for example, the documents of Vatican II and Lumen Gentium, beginning in paragraphs 52, you read on down to about 68, I think it is, or 69, that beautiful section on the Blessed Virgin Mary. Whenever it talks about Mary's role in God's plan of salvation, it says over and over, the church does, that this is not a matter of necessity. God doesn't have to, you know, he didn't have to become incarnate. You know, Jesus could have saved us. God could have saved us in any number of ways because he is omnipotent. But he chose, and in the most fitting of ways, in most glorious of ways, to do it the way he did it. And so he chose to use the Blessed Virgin Mary. And think of it this way, Chris. The entire Jesus, this is by God's will, he deigned to do it this way. The entire church, or the entire Jesus, came to the entire world through a little 14-year-old girl named Mary. That is an historical fact. He didn't, you know, some of him come, right, through another means. No, the incarnation is a profound mystery, but the entire second person of the Blessed Trinity, body, blood, soul, and divinity, came through the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we see, as the fathers at Vatican Council II also point out, beginning especially in paragraph 56, that that doesn't cease in the incarnation. Jesus continues to choose to use his mother, for example, not just in the incarnation in Luke chapter 1, verses 37 and 38, but in the giving birth to his ministry in John chapter 2, beginning of verse 1, the wedding feast of Cana, right? It's not until Mary says so that Jesus performs his first miracle. The apostles come to faith, we see there in verse 11, through the intercession of Mary. We see in fulfillment of the prophecy of Luke chapter 2, verses 34 and 35, right? Simeon says, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many." What is that talking about? The cross. This child is set for the fall and rising again of many, and to be a sign of contradiction which shall be spoken against. That's the cross. That's referring to our salvation, our redemption. But then in the next breath, he says, "And a sword will pierce your soul," to Mary, that the thoughts of these same would be manifest. So in a mystical sense, as Pope St. John Paul, and by the way, I quote this in my book, Pope St. John Paul the Great, in his great encyclical letter on human suffering, paragraph 25, Salvifici Dolores, he points out that Mary's sufferings were so interwoven with Jesus that they become a participation in the redemption of all. Right? So Mary in her life and then on into eternity in Revelation 12, she continues to participate in all of our salvation in that great image of the woman who gives birth to the Messiah in verses 4 and 5 and to all of us in verse 17. That's just a thumbnail.
That's a thumbnail. More Tim Sables on Catholic Answers Live. Open forum when we come back. Before we go to the break, I'd like to let you know I'll get you an update if I can at the break. I don't think we're halfway to using the pledge yet.
Oh, my goodness.
So but I don't know that for certain, so I'm going to find out. But we have a $20,000 matching pledge today.
We need your help,
if
folks.
You can pledge to Catholic Answers Live to help support us and keep us doing what we're doing, 888-291-8000. Is that number? We'll be right back.